Blog Talk Radio.
Time for SCW Radio. I think everyone knows Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. is that time of week, guys. And, you know, to say the least, a lot of big things going on at SCW right now, which means a lot of big things to talk about on this week's episode of SCW Radio. So, as we do each and every week, first, right off the bat, that guest calling number this week is 1-713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. We are now opening up the live chat here at Blog Talk Radio as well. So, as we say every week, any questions, comments, concerns, whatever. We'll even take gripes. Fine. Whatever. blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. You can involve yourself in our live chat. Also, like I said, studio line open. I'll give that out one more time just in case anyone missed it. That being 713-955-0804. So let's go ahead and jump into it, guys. I'm sure a lot of you have already heard. We sent out a big press release, so to speak, yesterday evening. SCW Entertainment will be appearing next Wednesday, May 27th at 11 a.m. on Carolina CW's Studio 62 TV program. We're going to be on there promoting the Ace in the Hole event. Definitely something you don't want to miss. Some of your favorite SCW stars are going to be on there. Also, some giveaways are going to be going on down there. We're going to be giving away DVDs. We're going to be giving away free tickets to the Ace in the Hole event. So it's something you definitely don't want to miss. Check your local listings. It varies based off of your provider, whether it be cable in your area, satellite in your area. However, it is Carolina's CW channel. That's WYCW. And the show is Studio 62 coming on at 11 a.m. next Wednesday, 1 week from today, May 27th. So definitely don't miss that, guys. Already confirmed to be on Studio 62 next week is, of course, yours truly, Cat Daddy, and a man who he has had some issues with here lately, the internet champion, Anderson Strong. Also, I'm hearing some rumors, not really fond of them, but I'm also hearing some rumors that Brian White may be making an appearance as those rumors are circulating that Cat Daddy has hired him as his personal business manager. But you know what? We're not going to dwell on any negatives, and I do consider that a negative, Mr. White being a part of this company in any way, shape, or form or fashion. So we'll move on. But once again, guys, there you go. Studio 62 next week, 11 a.m. Some of your favorite SCW Entertainment superstars will be on there. DVD giveaways, free tickets to Ace in the Hole giveaways, and a lot more. So definitely check that out. Now, speaking of Ace in the Hole, it's already being promoted at NewberryObserver.com, their local newspaper, as we're going to be in Newberry, South Carolina for this event. So go check that out as well. The link is on our Facebook page. And let's go ahead and talk about it, guys, because we are very close now. As a matter of fact, 10 days away from the big event. It is SCW Entertainment's Ace in the Hole 2015 coming your way 10 days from now, May 30th, 7 o'clock p.m. is showtime. The doors will open at 6:30 p.m. We're going to be out at Triangle Daycare's gym at 30 Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina. That code being 29108 for those of you who are using the GPS. And like I said, you know, thus far, no matches have been announced. I think the element of surprise is definitely the key to this event. Now, what we do know is the card will consist of qualifying matches. It's been rumored in the past that this match may be a four-man ladder match. Now, some things is being tweaked and turned. We're looking up to six individuals being a part of the main event at Ace in the Hole, a six-man ladder match. And as we've talked about in the past here on this radio broadcast, especially at length last week, what is the prize in this multi-man ladder match? It is the Ace in the Hole contract, which guarantees its holder a shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship anytime they see fit over the next 12 months. You go back and you look at guys in the past who have won the Ace in the Hole contract. You look at more recently Sean Storm, who would win the ace in the hole contract and go on to be the SCW heavyweight champion. You look at Aaron McClure, who did the exact same thing. You look at yours truly, myself, I did the exact same thing. You look at Scotty Claymore, he did the exact same thing. So there has yet to be a man who has won the ace in the hole contract or utilized the ace in the hole contract in some shape, way, form, or fashion that has not been successful at winning the SCW heavyweight championship. Having that contract definitely gives you a huge advantage and the heavyweight champion of this company a huge disadvantage. Being able to cash that in at any point in time, it could even be the champion's weakest moment. As we've seen in the past, it has turned out to be. Now, as it relates to the tickets for the event, I might want to go ahead and put this out here. As always, guys, $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age. And if you're 5 and under, you get in absolutely free, so bring the kids. Now, like I said, what we can tell you now about this event, there are going to be several qualifying matches throughout the evening, and the winners of those matches will go on to the main event, that multi-man ladder match main event, with the winner of that match winning the ace in the hole contract. And like we've said, that ace in the hole contract has been in the past as good as gold. If you win that contract, history shows, statistically speaking, at this point, once again, statistically speaking, you'd have 100% chance of being a future SCW heavyweight champion. So in a lot of people's eyes, and I'd have to agree with it, winning the ace in the hole definitely puts you in the driver's seat as being possibly the next SCW heavyweight champion. So it's an event you definitely don't want to miss, guys. One more time, just giving you the quick rundown so everyone knows the when and the where. This upcoming Saturday, 10 days from now, I guess I should say, May 30th, we're going to open up the doors at 6:30 p.m. bell time. We're going to get things started at 7 o'clock p.m. in Triangle Daycare's Gym, once again, 30 Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina, for what I feel like is going to be an incredible event, and I think a lot of people out there are very excited for this as well. So between the Ace and the Hole event coming up, between our appearance next Wednesday, a week from today, on Studio 62 on Carolina CW, a lot of big things going on here at SCW Entertainment at the moment. So, you know, like I always say, it's a good time to be an SCW fan. And, you know, as always, keep your ears and eyes peeled to SCW Entertainment social media for any updates. And speaking of that, let's go ahead and throw those out there right now while we're talking about it, guys. If you want to follow, friend, like, share anything that goes on with SCW Entertainment, you can do so at the following links and URLs. Of course, our official website at scwentertainment.com. We're on Facebook. You can search for SCW Entertainment and find us that way, or directly at facebook.com/scwentertainment09. Also, we're at Twitter at SCW Greenwood, or, of course, twitter.com/SCW Greenwood. YouTube.com/SCW Entertainment, the only place to find our highly excitable, I would say, recap videos. Also, each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., we are right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment for SCW Radio. Of course, our Instagram account at instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. And, of course, we're at Tumblr at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And, as always, guys, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment and find us on other various sites such as Spreadshirt, where you can buy your favorite SCW Entertainment T-shirts. We're also at Spreaker Web Radio. We're on Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, SoundCloud, and so much more. Now, with that said, guys, you know, I say it each and every week. I'm going to say it again. There's no reason why you shouldn't follow, friend, like, share, follow, whatever, SCW Entertainment. We're on any of your favorite social media accounts, sites. We're on. We have our own website. We're out there, guys. No reason why you shouldn't follow, friend, like, share, whatever the case may be, SCW Entertainment. So, guys, with that said, you know, we've already pretty much got a lot of information out here. I do want to make sure that we get everything out in the open and make sure that everything is taken care of, even if we do end the broadcast a little bit early this week. Yeah, we've talked about Studio 62. That's going to be going down next week. We've talked about Ace in the Hole, only 10 days away. We've talked about all our social media going on, guys. It's definitely a good time to keep up with SCW Entertainment. It's something that you want to keep up with because, like I said, I truly believe we're taking over in this area literally one day at a time. Also, the results from the with TJ Balls gone from SCW Entertainment, who do you think could end Tanner Stone's reign on top? Still up, still going. And currently at this point, Still leading is Dean Richards with 47% of the vote, which is pretty outstanding considering there are several names listed, such as the Professor Murdoch, Sean Storm, Ben Wright, Anderson Strong, Dr. Carl Hager, Dean Richards, Mr. Smith, Aaron McClure, Cat Daddy. You know, a lot of individuals right now that are either have been to the top of the mountain or are close to being at the top of the mountain. They're literally about to grab that brass ring. And, you know, sort of like we did last week, you know, I'd like to talk about that, to be honest with you, because you're talking about guys that are about to have an opportunity to possibly win the ace in the hole contract. You're talking about guys that, like we said earlier, if they do get that contract, if they do get their hands on that contract, could be the next SCW heavyweight champion. So, you know, you look at a guy like, for example, Cat Daddy, who is actually featured on the Ace in the Hole poster right now. You're talking about a guy who has obviously had his sights on the Internet Championship, but you're also talking about a guy who's definitely going to have his sights on the Ace in the Hole contract. I think the whole roster is going to have their eyes set on that. Cat Daddy has been here at SCW Entertainment now for about a year and a half, and he's definitely leaving his mark. He's challenging Anderson Strong in the Internet Championship right now, and that's definitely no short order. You got a giant and 6'8" Anderson Strong. Cat Daddy, though, you got to know he's a guy who is not going to let Anderson Strong intimidate him in any shape, way, form, or fashion. He's gunning for that Internet Championship, and at Ace in the Hole, I think he's going to be gunning for that Ace in the Hole contract to be a potential future SCW Heavyweight Champion. Also, you got the intimidation factor, Aaron McClure. This is a guy who tips the scales at 400 pounds. This is a guy who has literally laid waste to every single individual who has stepped in his way at SCW Entertainment. A former SCW Heavyweight Champion in his own right, and also a former Ace in the Hole contract holder. Could he once again secure that Ace in the Hole contract and once again be SCW Heavyweight Champion, which, you know, at this point, you got to know that'd make him a dual champion, a double champion. He's already the ex-champion, a title that he's held since December, and I don't see it going anywhere. Also, you have Mr. Smith, a guy who is literally here in recent months, kind of turned over a new leaf here. Whether that be for the best or for the worst, that remains to be seen. But Mr. Smith is a guy who's definitely been led by his emotions here recently. We've seen it, you know, at the last event, he injured Del Frito, making him concussed, giving him a concussion, putting him on the shelf for, you know, who knows how long. This is also a guy that when he doesn't get what he wants, tends to be, I guess for lack of a better term, throw some temper tantrums. He's very unruly right now, but that could prove to be in his best interest. It's very hard to prepare for a guy like Mr. Smith at this point in his career. Also, you got Dean Richards, who, according to this poll, the fans believe he is going to be the guy to eventually take down Tanner Stone for that SCW Heavyweight Championship. Now, you know, is that the case? You know, we'll only know in the future. But, well, you know, what we can tell you right now is Dean Richards is a guy who has been here for, 3 years now. And I have to admit, he's been busting his ass to get where he is. He could walk away from Ace in the Hole with that contract. He could walk away, and the fans' predictions could be correct if he does, because you got to know, Dean Richards is a guy who I don't think he's going to sneak that Ace in the Hole on anybody. This is a guy who is going to be straight up with it, in my opinion. And if he does, I'm not trying to say anything bad about Tanner Stone or anyone who holds that championship. I think if Dean Richards stands across from the ring from anybody, that person is in trouble. He's a legit badass, and he could be the next SCW Heavyweight Champion. Also, you have one half of the current SCW Tag Team Champions of GPA, Dr. Carl Hager, another guy who has been here for quite some time at SCW Entertainment, a former ex-champion, a current Tag Team Champion. Here's a guy who has literally, once again, he's been here busting his ass. He's ready to take the next step, I believe, and he may have that opportunity to come Ace in the Hole. So, you know, once again, we got a lot of guys who have yet to ascend to that level yet that have been the SCW Heavyweight Champion, that have been on top here in this company. And I think Dr. Carl Hager is another one of those guys who was hungry to take that spot. Also, you got Anderson Strong, the current SCW Internet Champion. Also, he's a former SCW Heavyweight Champion in his own right. Here's a guy who I believe he may not even need a ladder. You're talking about a guy who is 6'8". Who, in my estimation, and I don't recall that he's ever competed in an Ace in the Hole ladder match, could he qualify? Could he go on to the Ace in the Hole ladder match? If he does, you got to think he's a favorite to win it and even, you know, possibly become the SCW heavyweight champion once again. And even in Aaron McClure's case, just like that with Anderson Strong, he could be a double champion in that case. Also, you have Ben Wright, a guy who's just arrived on the scene here at SCW Entertainment about 3 months ago, who's made quite a career for himself up at APW Boiling Springs. Definitely, this guy's a fighter. He's a badass. He's going to get in the ring, and he's going to fight you tooth and nail. This is a guy who's literally set his sights on SCW Entertainment, and I'm quoting, to ruin SCW, to wreck this place. And I got to tell you, looking at someone like Ben Wright, he has the tools to do just that. However, I think that if he's faced with the choice of ruining or wrecking this place or becoming its champion, you got to think he may go with the latter, and literally latter. So, you know, there you go. Ben Wright, another guy who's relatively new to this company, who could be looking at becoming the SCW heavyweight champion just based off this one event. Also, we have Sean Storm, a former Ace in the Hole contract holder and former SCW heavyweight champion. You know, this is a guy who never let anyone tell him what is and what isn't based off his size. This is a guy who, you know, not a lot of people want to admit it because he's not very well liked. I'm not exactly sure why, but this is a guy who, you know, despite his small stature, has literally held every championship in this company. He is a Hunger Games winner. He is an Ace in the Hole contract holder. You know, we're talking about a guy who's done almost everything there is to do in this company. And you got to admit, everyone told him he couldn't do it, and he did anyway. So you got to give him props for that. Could he be a two-time, repeat, back-to-back Ace in the Hole contract holder? And could we be looking at another Canadian reign as SCW heavyweight champion? It's totally possible. Also, we talked about Dr. Carl Hager. Let's talk about the other side of that coin, the other side of GPA, the other tag team champion, the Professor Murdoch. I think this guy has Blue Chipper written all over him. This is a guy who, ever since he's been here at SCW Entertainment, making his debut in late 2012, you know, he's been a guy, or excuse me, 2013, he's been a guy who a lot of people have had their eye on as being an individual who, not if, but when will he take that next step? Here's a guy I truly believe, just like anyone else on this list, honestly, that I think that's why it's such a good time to be an SCW fan. All these people that I've run down just here on this list are guys that I think anybody, you know, whether they want to admit it or not, they could qualify for Ace in the Hole, they could win the ladder match and be the next SCW heavyweight champion. But, you know, once again, you have to look at the other side of the spectrum. The current SCW heavyweight champion is Tanner Stone, and this is a guy who has, since he's become champion, caused more controversy than possibly any champion in SCW history. This is a guy who has not only defeated TJ Boss once but twice, the second time via, you know, technical knockout. This is a guy who literally rid SCW Entertainment of TJ Boss. You know, let that sink in for a minute. This is a guy who was the, and I speak of TJ Boss, the face of SCW Entertainment, and now is no longer employed here. You know, and we speak about TJ Boss every once in a while in this broadcast. We were not a company who likes to sweep things under the rug, but I'll say what I said last week. I'll reiterate it, and that is sometimes when you think the grass is greener on the other side, it's because it's fertilized with bullshit, and I think TJ Boss found that out last weekend. So once again, TJ, I didn't hear from you last week when I asked you the question, so I guess I'll ask you again, and that is, how's that CCW thing working out for you, buddy? But with that said, guys, you know, laundry list of individuals who could be the next SCW heavyweight champion, but first, these guys have to qualify for the ladder match, and they have to win the ladder match, and these things are easier said than done. I do think, even though running down Tanner Stone's credentials and things he's done just since December, he's going to have to grow eyes in the back of his head after Ace in the Hole, because when that contract is out there, when it's valid and it's out in the atmosphere, so to speak, the champion has to grow eyes in the back of their head. They have to be ready in a moment's notice, because at any point in time, you can be challenged for your SCW Heavyweight Championship, and it's completely legal. Now, with that said, guys, one more time, we want to go ahead and talk about it, because it is coming up, like I said, 10 days from now. Ace in the Hole, want to make sure everyone knows the specifics. 10 days from now, May the 30th, that's a Saturday, we're going to open the doors up at 6:30 p.m., bell time, 7 o'clock p.m. at Triangle Daycare Gym at 30 Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina. Tickets are only $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and free for 5 and under. Who will qualify in the undercard to go to the main event? And in the main event, who will win this multi-man ladder match to secure the ace in the hole contract, guaranteeing them a shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship anytime they see fit? We'll find that out 10 days' time at May 30th. Speaking of which, guys, definitely tune in 1 week from today, 11 a.m., Studio 62 on Carolina 62. Like I said, Wednesday, May 27th, 11 a.m., SCW Entertainment is going to be taking over that event. And don't miss your chance for free SCW DVDs. We're going to be doing a giveaway on there. Also, free tickets to the Ace in the Hole event, all that and so much more going on 1 week from today on Studio 62. So that's definitely something you don't want to miss. So with that said, guys, I think what we're going to do is go ahead and wrap up this week's edition of SCW Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., like I say, for another edition of SCW Radio. So once again, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. And until then, I'm your host, Sean Vam, signing off.